The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
While the public enjoys relative comfort knowing violent offenders are tucked away in correctional facilities, the coalition's Donald Baylor says Governor McAuliffe's cuts changed that dynamic.
It's not a question of if something is going to happen in one of these places. It's just a question of when.
He references the Mecklenburg Prison Great Escape. He says while facilities are being closed and staff reduced, the remaining staff bears the brunt of harsh conditions.
They're overworked, they're severely understaffed, and it's a danger to the people that work in those facilities, to the people that live in those facilities, and to the public at large.
Baylor says because of this, there's a high turnover rate, which means they not only must spend more money to train new officers, but the new recruits' lack of experience intensifies the problem. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.